think he had served a delicious meal, and it was the best they've had in many, many months. And finally, when they finished, Chiff and Red excused themselves that they had some work to do. Tom was very tired, and so was Jackie, and it was getting late. So they went upstairs, and Jackie went to his room. He says, Tom, he says, since there's a bunk bed here, he said, why don't you stay with me tonight? He said, instead of going down the hall. I said, that's a good idea, Jackie. There's no use messing up another room, especially if the Millers come tomorrow. So the two of them, it was already dark. Jackie lit the lamp, and they started to get ready for bed. And Jackie kept talking and talking. He says, Tom, he said, isn't this a good place? He said, what do you mean by that dam? He said, and Tom, what do you think about the cattle disappearing, flying over there? Do you think all that stuff? And Tom looked at him and said, Jackie, if you don't run down, he said, in time we'll learn all the answers. We will. He said, but that's awful strange, isn't it, Tom? He says, you think there's spooks around here? Tom looked at him. He says, yeah, there's a boogeyman around. Oh, Tom. He says, well, you're the one that's talking about spooks. He said, come on, let's get to bed. Jackie looked at him. What one do you want, Tom, up or down? You take your choice, Jackie. He said, I'll take the down one. He says, all right. Jackie crawled into bed. Tom blew out the lamp and crawled up to the upper bunk. Jackie kept looking, and he saw Tom was pretty heavy. And in the dim light, moon coming in through the window, he thought Tom was awful heavy, and he wondered if that bunk bed would hold. And finally, Tom, yeah, I was thinking, I wish you wouldn't. I was thinking, Tom, that if you fell, I said, you fall right on top of me and squash me. Yeah, if I fell, I reckon I would. Jackie kept looking up again. Tom? Said, I was thinking. Said, I wish you'd stop thinking. He said, I think it'd be better if I got up on top until you came down here. Said, if that's what you want, yeah, that's what I want. So Tom climbed down. Jackie climbed up. Tom got his pillow fixed up just right. Jackie looked down. It was a long way down. Tom? I was thinking, I told you to stop thinking. Yeah, but I was just looking down, and it's a long way down. Yes, I know that. He said, but if I fell from here, I could fall right down on the ground. Yeah. Tom, what do you want? I have changed my mind. I think I'd rather be back down there. All right. Tom climbed back up, and Jackie climbed back down. Tom fixed his pillow. Jackie fixed his pillow. He looked up. He saw that big bulge. Tom? He says, what do you want? He said, I just want to say goodnight. Jackie didn't say anymore, and he was very tired. It was the first time they had a decent bed to sleep in, so he fell asleep quickly. In the morning, bright and early, Tom was up, and the first thing he heard was the banging of pots and pans, and of course he knew what that was. Chinky was getting a breakfast ready. Tom started to leave, and by that time, Jackie opened one eye. He said, I got you, Tom. Tom turned around. Jackie, he said, I didn't know you were awake. He said, yes. He said, one eye is awake. He said, well, you better wake the other one. He says, okay. He opened his other eyes. He said, there, they're both awake. He said, where are you going, Tom? He says, well, I'm just going down. He says, have breakfast. And after breakfast, he says, I'm going to ride into town, see how the millers are. Jackie jumped up, and I'm going with you. He said, well, you better hurry. Tom walked on down the steps. Chinky stuck his head out. Ah, good morning, good morning. Tom says, good morning. Me very, very happy this morning. He says, yes, I can tell by the noise you're making. Ah, you tell big joke. He went back and started to bang the pots and pans and so forth. Before Jackie got dressed and everything, Chinky had the table with toast, bacon, eggs, milk, and everything. By the time Tom and Red and Jeff sat down, Jackie was coming down the stairs as fast as he could go and sat down, and Tom says, well, I think we should say grace. This is, we thank thee, good Lord, for bringing us safely here. He says, I hope maybe you'll help us find our cattle. He says, and I hope the millers are fine. Amen. Everybody dug into the bacon and the eggs, and as Jeff was watching Tom and Jackie, he looked at Tom. He said, Tom, he said, have you decided about the ranch? You see, Red and I were going to buy the ranch in partnership, and we have certain ideas that we'd like to carry out. He says, if you're willing to sell. Tom looked at Jackie. Jackie looked at Jeff. He says, no, we're not going to sell, not until we find the rustlers. Jeff laughed. He says, you know, you may never find them, old rustlers, or you may never find your cattle. As I said before, said Tom, if we can find them, then I don't think you can find them either. He said, then why would you want the ranch? He said, if somebody's stealing your cattle. Jeff looked rather puzzled. Well, you see, I told you that before. He says, I have a way of finding out. He said, then why don't you do it now? Well, I can't. I just can't do it now. He said, well, we'll find out. He said, do you want to go out and find the tracks of the cattle where they disappear this morning, Tom? No, not this morning. We've got to go into town and see how the millers are doing. Oh, yes, I had forgotten. And that means that Red and I have to move out, providing they come out here? He says, I'm afraid so. I said, all right, Red, come on, let's go. They got up and stomped out the door. Jeff acted kind of mad, Tom. Yes, I think he is, he says, especially if we throw him out of their rooms. Jackie says, I don't like that, Jeff. I don't trust him. He's got those shifty eyes. He said, they keep jumping around. He says, the time when you said, why does he want to buy the ranch? Do you see his eyes jumping around? He says, like they're jumping jacks. He said, I kind of noticed that too. He says, well, I'll get the horses saddled up, Jackie. He said, I'll be right there. And he had a mouthful yet. He says, take your time, Jackie. You're going to choke yourself to death. He said, you're doing it already. He took a glass of milk and boom, 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 boom. Jackie says, you talk about Ritzy, who was standing by the screen door with his nose sticking in. He says, you almost sound like Ritzy. Jackie says, oh, Tom, I don't sound like him. Tom opened the door and Ritzy came in and sat down by Jackie. Jackie picked up a piece of bacon and tossed it to him, and he grabbed it in his chops. Boom. Tom opened the door and stuck his head in. See what I mean, Jackie? Oh, Tom. He says, hurry up. He said, I'll have the horses saddled. In a few minutes, he had the horses saddled and brought them out in front. Chinky says, you want more eggs? Me chop chop. He says, no, I don't want them all chopped up. He said, besides, I've got to go now. He said, you come back, me very happy. He said, yeah, me very happy too. He rushed out and he says, you know, he's gotten me saying valley, valley instead of very, Tom. He says, yeah, I guess we'll all be talking like that before long. He says, come on. And the two of them rode in town, and when they got into town, stopped in front of the hotel and tied the reins of the horses to the whiffle tree, walked inside the lobby, and just as they walked in, Mr. Miller was coming down the steps. He said, "Tom, good morning." Tom said, "Good morning, good morning." He says, how's the missus? Said, "Well, she had a real nice night." He said, "The doctor hadn't been here yet," but he said, "I can't thank you enough, Tom," he says, "for what you've done." Tom laughed. He said, "I haven't done really anything." And finally, as Jackie turned around towards the steps, standing at the top of the steps was Nancy in her best dress. She looked down, fluttered her eyelashes. "Good morning, Jackie." Jackie laughed and said, "Good morning, Nancy. How are you?" She took a few steps down, stopped, put her hand on the rail. "Just fine. And how are you?" He said, "Well, I guess I'm just fine too." He says, "I don't know." He says, "I haven't tasted myself lately." "Oh, Jackie, yeah, I didn't mean that." He says, "I mean, I feel good." Jackie said, "That was just a joke." Mr. Miller said, "Tom, come on, let's sit down and have a cup of coffee." He says, Nancy, would you like some hot chocolate?" "Jackie, no, we had breakfast." He said, "Chinky." She said, "Who?" "Oh, Chinky's the Chinese cook out at the ranch, and he fixed breakfast." "Very good, very good." "Oh, you mean you don't have to cook anymore, Jackie?" "No, not out at the ranch I don't anymore." He says, "Of course, I might teach Chinky a few things about cooking, but," he says, "outside of that..." "Oh, Jackie, you do everything so well." By that time, the doctor walked in. "Good morning." Mr. Miller got up. He says, "She's upstairs, doctor." He says, "How's she doing?" He said, "I think she's much better." The doctor went on upstairs. It wasn't long before he came down, and they could tell by the look on his face that he was highly pleased. "Well," the doctor looked at him, he said, "I think it's just a matter of time now." He says, "Keep her on the medicine." He says, "I don't think I'll check with her for a few days now. I think it's just a matter of resting now." As the doctors began to leave, Tom, doctor, we were wondering, the hotel isn't the best place for somebody to rest for 2 weeks with all the noise and the traffic, and especially in the evening with the saloon across the street. We said, "Well, there's nothing I can do about that, Tom." Mr. Miller looked at Tom. He said, "What do you mean?" "So Jackie and I decided we have a ranch. We have plenty of room. It's quiet and peaceful, plenty of fresh air. Would it hurt her to be moved out to the ranch?" "Well, I think that's a wonderful idea. No, it won't hurt her to move her out that far." Tom looked at Mr. Miller and Jackie. He says, "Well?" Mr. Miller looked at Jackie. "Jackie," he said, "we want you to come." He said, "It's all settled." He says, "It's all settled." Nancy looked at Jackie. "Oh, Jackie, I think that would be wonderful." "Well," she said, "that's what I thought." He said, "I thought you might as well come out there and have good food and everything. It's just fine out there." He said, "You'll like it." He said, "There's a sort of a pond and a garden and a bench to sit down on and..." "Oh, Jackie, it sounds just like a fairy tale." "Well, it isn't. It's really true. It's all true." Finally, Mr. Miller decided that that's what they would do. He said, "Well, I don't know. Mrs. Miller have a hard time walking." He says, "Never mind that." He says, "I'll help you, and we'll get her down if we have to carry her down." He says, "You go get the wagon." And he says, Tom said, "I'll go get the wagon." And he says, "You get Mrs. Miller ready, and Nancy, you help him." And he says, "We'll bring your wagon up front." And he says, "Then we'll carry her down if necessary." So Jackie and Tom went down to the stables and got their wagon and got all the provisions and everything and paid for the keep of the horses and finally pulled up in front of the hotel. When they walked in, Mrs. Miller was coming down the steps hanging onto Mr. Miller's arm, and he was, "Do you need any help?" And she says, "No, I think I can make it." And she was walking very slowly. When she got to the bottom, Tom was right there, and so a good thing he was, because she almost slipped and fell because of her weak condition. He says, I think you need some help. She smiled, I think I do too. So they took her to the wagon and bedded her down in the back, and they climbed in, and Tom and Jackie went out front and said, you follow us. And they started out to the Bar X Ranch. Nancy was very delighted, and every so often she'd yell back at her mother. She says, we're almost there, Mother. She says, yes, I don't know how we'll ever repay Jackie. She says, I don't know why he's so nice to us. It just makes you want to cry. Well, Mother, why would you cry if somebody's nice? She says, well, I guess that's just human nature. Mr. Miller says, well, that's right. He says, we can certainly be thankful that we've met people like Jackie and Tom. They decided that they would go out to Jackie's ranch. So they got them in the wagon, made them comfortable, and they were heading out towards the ranch. Nancy was sitting up in the seat with her dad, and she kept looking and looking. She wanted to get a first glimpse at the ranch. Jackie would ride up and then turn around, come back. He said, just over the next ridge. He said, you'll soon be there. And finally, when they started to turn into the drive, Nancy was very excited. Oh, it's beautiful. She said, it's just beautiful, Mother. And finally, when they pulled up in the yard, Jeff Davis and some of his men came to give him a hand. They helped Mrs. Miller into the house. Jackie says, you can have the downstairs bedroom because you and Mr. Miller, because you can't get up the steps. So they took her immediately to the downstairs bedroom, which Jeff had already vacated. Jackie looked at Nancy. There's two rooms upstairs, Nancy. You may have your choice. Thank you, Jackie. She ran up the steps and came running back. I'll take the one at the far end of the hall if you don't mind. It's all right with me. Oh, it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. Red had also moved out. Tom said, well, that leaves only one room for me, the vacant one. Well, you can bunk with me if you want to, Tom. And he says, no, not after last night. I don't think I want to. Jackie said, well, I'm going to take those bunk bed down, put one on each side of the room. Who wants to sleep up there anyway? He says, I don't. And he said, if I have company, he says, somebody will fall on me or I'll fall on them. And he said, I'm going to take them down. It's a good idea, Jackie. Finally, they got more or less settled. Chinky was real excited now that he was really having a real family move in. And he was banging the pots and pans, and Jackie introduced Chinky to Nancy and Mr. Miller and Mrs. Miller, and they tried to explain to him that she would need soup, soft foods, plenty of rest, and not so much noise. Now, me very sorry, me be very, very quiet. Jack said, well, try to be as quiet as you can. So, oh, me be very quiet. So he did get quieter a little bit. And the next day that things got settled now, Mrs. Miller was doing very nicely but needed lots of rest, and she stayed in bed most of the time. And finally, Jeff asked Tom, would you like to go out and see where the cattle disappeared to? And Tom looked at Jackie. Jackie, you want to go out and take a look at your property? He said, I sure do, Tom. I want to see where those cows disappeared to. He says, all right, come on. He said, I'll get your horses saddled up. So in a few minutes, Jeff Davis had Tom's horse and Jackie's horse all saddled up. And Ritzy was following, and they went out towards the dam. They followed a stream, and then way up towards the north, there was a dam. Tom looked at it. It held the water back so that during the dry season, the farmers downstream would all have water. And they shared it. The whole valley shared the water. Tom asked Jeff, is this on Jackie's property? Oh, yes, this is Jackie's property. It goes way back to those mountains. You can follow the stream, and that's where I want to take you now. So they followed the stream to a dead canyon, dead end. There were high peaks all the way around, and the water came down from a waterfall. He looked at Tom, and he says, now you tell me where those cattle go. He says, we find hoof prints way up to here. And he says, then they disappear. Tom looked around. Jackie looked around. Jackie said, I've got it, Tom. I've got it. I know where they are. I know. Jeff's face turned a little bit red. He said, you know where they are? He says, sure. He says, what they do, they run them down into this box canyon, then they load them up into the wagons and haul them off, and that's why you don't see any hoof prints. There seemed to be a big relief on Jeff's face. He says, oh. He said, there's one thing wrong, Jack. He said, if they did that, you see, we would follow the wagon tracks. A wagon with cattle in it would make very deep wagon tracks. Yeah, I never thought of that. Tom laughed. It was a good try, Jackie. He said, no, I don't think they have wagons coming in. He said, but I wondered, you know, there's an old Indian trick. He said, they tie a lot of brush on the end of a rope and take a horse and drag this whole field and cover up tracks. He says, has that ever been done? No, Tom, that couldn't be done. I know about that. And we checked that out. He said, there's no brush around here. And he said, we didn't find anything. He said, you'd find twigs. And even the sagebrush would leave marks that you could tell it was covered over. He says, well, they have to be somewhere. Well, I believe that, Tom, but where? He said, when is the last time you lost cattle? Oh, he said, about a week before you came. How many head? Oh, it was about 30. He said, have you notified the sheriff? He said, I sure did. What'd he do about it? Not much. He came out and looked around, and he's as puzzled as we are. All right. He said, Jackie, he said, let's ride around, see what the rest of the place looks like. He said, there's nothing we can do here. So they rode around the rest of the afternoon, rest of the day, rather. And finally, towards evening, they came back in, and Jackie saw most of his place. He was very pleased with it, except it kept bothering him. What happens to the cattle? And as the days went on, the mystery grew deeper and deeper and deeper. And one morning, Jeff came rushing up to the house, Jackie and Nancy, and they were all at the table. He banged a few times, opened the door, and walked in. He says, Tom, he says, they're gone. He said, about 20 head. He says, up on the north 40. He said, they took them all, every one of them. Tom says, well, let's go find out. Jackie said, I'll go with you. They saddle up their horses, and about a dozen men rode up towards the dam, and sure enough, they followed the hoof prints right up to the edge of the waterfall, and then they disappeared. He says, all right, Tom, where did they go? He said, I don't know. He said, this happens every time. Jackie looked around, all the men looked around, and finally decided it was a mystery. They didn't know what happened to the cattle. Tom went into town that afternoon and talked to the sheriff and told him about it. He says, yes, I know about it. I've been out there. He says, what do you want me to do about it? He says, I take my men out there. We look around. He said, they disappear. He says, well, I can understand that. He says, I don't know what happened to them either. So as the days went by, Tom began to ponder the mystery. So did Jackie, and many times they'd talk about it. And they couldn't figure out what's happening to the cattle. People in the surrounding areas knew that new people moved into the Bar X. And every so often, somebody would stop by and introduce themselves and tell them who they were and so forth. And one afternoon, Jackie and Tom were just going in for dinner, and they saw a buggy come up the drive, well, a buckboard, rather. And Tom looked at Jackie. I think we have company. He said, yes, the neighbors have been real nice, haven't they, Tom? They always stop by on their way to town or back. He said, in fact, some of them brought food and so forth. And as the buckboard drove up closer, they saw a young lady and a young man. And the young lady was holding something on her lap. And as they pulled to a stop, woo, Tom and Jackie came towards the buckboard. Good afternoon. We just thought we'd stop by on our way into town and see our new neighbors. The lady looked down, he said, and I have an apple pie I brought. She reached it down to Tom and says, thank you, thank you. Won't you get down? Well, come on. They stepped down and Tom said, my name is Tom Dawson, this is Jackie Anderson, he's the owner of the ranch. And the two introduced themselves, he said, my name is Ines Hoyt, this is my brother Elmer Hoyt. And we're very delighted that finally they took that terrible fence down. He said, that was awful, it was like a fathom ranch, like a mystery ranch, and nobody was allowed. Jackie says, yeah. Tom said, come on into the house, we'll have coffee and pie. He said, we haven't had our lunch. He says, you're welcome, come on. So they started to walk in, and as they started to walk in, Jackie looked towards the back of the buckboard, and it has a canvas covering the back, and the canvas moved. The rest of them went into the house. Jackie walked over to the buckboard. Anyone under there? It moved a little bit again. Jackie, who was wearing his guns, and usually did, with no bullets, because Tom wouldn't let him unless it was an emergency. Is there someone under there? Finally, Jackie took his gun out. He says, all right, whoever's under there, you better come out. Is there anyone under there? No. Jackie said, oh. He says, wait a minute. Come on out of there, whoever you are. I'm going to fire right into that canvas. One, two. And the canvas was thrown back. He said, don't shoot. And Jackie looked up. He said, what? It was a boy, younger than he was. He says, what are you doing under there? He said, hiding. He says, from what? He said, anybody that was looking for me. Finally, he heard a voice, Ines's voice. Skeeter, come on in here. What are you doing out there? Jackie put the gun away. He says, oh. He says, are you there, boy? He said, no, that's my sister. He said, well, come on in. We're having pie. Oh, he says, good. And he start running in. And finally, Ines says, Skeeter, sit down. She said, this is Skeeter, our youngest brother. And Tom says, how do you do? And Skeeter looked at Jackie, and Jackie looked at Skeeter. And he says, I'm Jackie Anderson. I own the ranch. Said, my, you're rich, aren't you? He says, no. So they began to talk and visit and so forth. And finally, Ines and Elmer and Tom went out on the porch. They were leaving, and Jackie says, oh, I want you to meet a friend of mine. He said, oh, I like friends. He said, who do you have? He said, well, he looked around. He says, over here she is. He said, who? And finally, Nancy was coming down the stairs. He says, hello, Jackie, who's your friend? Says, oh, Nancy, I want you to meet my friend, Skeeter Hoyt. She looked at him, how do you do? He said, it's a girl. Jackie says, well, of course. He said, but you said your friend was... He said, well, she's a girl. I know she's a girl, Jack. He said, how come? He says, because... Can't you have friends, all kinds of friends? Yeah, maybe you could, but I couldn't. He says, well, she's my friend. Nancy smiled. Thank you, Jackie. I said, come on, let's go outside. Finally, they went outside. Ritz just about jumped on Skeeter and knocked him over. I said, boy, that's a big dog. Jack says, yeah, you have a dog? He said, oh, sure. He said, you should see my dog. He says, I call my dog Ritzy. I said, oh, what do you call your dog? He said, Grandpa. Grandpa? He said, yeah, he's kind of old and his stomach drags the ground. He says, looked at Jackie, he said, you got a horse? He says, yeah. He says, Rainbow, nice horse. You have a horse, Skeeter?" He said, "Oh, sure." "Oh," he said, "Jackie, I've got the best horse in the whole country." "What do you call your horse?" He said, "Pickles." "It's Pickles." He said, "Sure." He said, "Well, why would you..."